Mixed reaction is coming in from Simmons College MBA graduates and faculty as the school's women-only MBA program goes online and co-ed. The college says declining enrollment prompted the change. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Simmons says its decision to move its MBA program online is to some extent the result of a marketing strategy that did not focus on attracting a national student body. Simmons is a small college on Boston's Fenway. It has about 1,700 undergraduates, all women. Its MBA program has also been all women. Simmons president Helen Drinan says the business school is well known in New England, but not in the rest of the country.
We recruit pretty successfully in the greater New England region. But when you reach outside that region, we're just not a household word.
Simmons has offered two other graduate programs online, family nurse practitioner and social work. For the nurse practitioner program, Drinan says there are 150 students in Boston, but more than 1,000 students in the rest of the country online. Drinan says the social work program has 400 students in Boston, 500 in the rest of the country.
That kind of growth is just not achievable through your regular, traditional, on-the-ground marketing.
While Simmons has struggled with enrollment in graduate programs, undergraduate education is thriving. Drinan says Simmons is welcoming a record freshman class tomorrow.
When they arrive for move-in day, it's 484 students, truly the largest class we've ever had in our history, the most diverse, just about the brightest class we've ever admitted, and it's going against the trend of women's colleges having difficulty bringing in large classes.
But Drinan says women find it increasingly difficult to show up for graduate school while working and raising a family. Simmons MBA and management consultant Liz Levin says, yes, it's tough, but it's worth the effort to physically attend an all-women's business school. She attended Simmons while working full-time and raising two children with her husband.
It was the one place that I could actually have wonderful conversation about all kinds of matters with some great women, and I could be able to see, you know, who I was and how I wanted to make my own decisions.
President Drinan found a skeptical audience of 60 students and alumni this week when, in a two-hour meeting, she announced the decision to move Simmons' MBA program online. Recent alumna Erin McElrath was there.
The mood in the room was not exactly happy. Alumni and current students feel like they've been kind of slapped in the face.
McElrath worries that Simmons' move to online education will devalue her own MBA, which she earned on campus.
If an employer decides to look at us for a potential position and they find out that the degree program that we went through is online, are they really going to do the research to determine whether or not we did the degree online?
McElrath says if Simmons had been online, she never would have applied. Simmons MBA and management consultant Deb Taft welcomes the move online because it'll be combined with immersion weekends of in-person education.
The piece that makes it Simmons and allows Simmons' distinct characteristics to come through is probably going to come through mostly in these immersion weekends.
But Nasa Kleakwete, who chose Harvard Business School, believes a few weekends a year are unlikely to give what many business students want, connections.
And the network is really hard to build online when you're not, you know, living in the same space as people and seeing them every day and interacting with them in classes.
The disappearance of Simmons as a women-only school of management means there will be no such school left in the United States. Susan Duffy, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurial Leadership at Babson College, says these days a women-only business school may not be what business women are looking for.
People take MBAs because they are ready to make a move in their careers, because they are going places. And those places they're going are usually not segregated by gender.
Simmons says its co-educational online MBA program begins in the spring. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.